part 4 of Sanjay Rath's workshop on nakshatras on CD 2.
Did you find out that you are all lunatics? You did not. So does this nakshatra also tell us about the purpose of our birth? No, it does not. The purpose was from the previous nakshatra.
Does this tell us something about our inheritance from our family?
That's exactly.
So the family wound as well, maybe?
Yes, totally, totally. It talks about things where you could have been, which could have been painful in your growing up stage. It's all about your, what you got, what you learned while growing up. Your values, value systems about, one of the important value systems relates to marriage itself. How do you look at marriage? How do you look at social relationships? That comes from here.
So this is how a son gets debilitated.
That's exactly. Totally, step by step, it's like going down. And you're getting into the mess of life.
You say there's some dirty nakshatras and some pure
nakshatras. That is to do with the natures of the nakshatras, gunas. We'll do some things. At least special nakshatras I want to finish. So I'll finish this quickly and then I will go into special nakshatras. Next is the Swati nakshatra. This is about, it is a 15th nakshatra. This is an important nakshatra in that it is your strength. There is something, we all have our strengths and our weaknesses. This is your strength. It is Vayu because it has the power to transport you from one place to the other. It tells us how we can get stuck in things. Getting stuck is painful. And we get stuck if this nakshatra is afflicted. You could get stuck into a relationship. You could get stuck in work. It's all about the 15th nakshatra in your chart. What you are seeing out here, the image, is that of a coral. It looks beautiful. But honestly, this is nothing but these are creatures of the sea which are dead, basically dead creatures. Their shells have come together. So it's nothing but some kind of a skeleton. The skeleton is looking good, but it is really the skeleton only. In this body, which is the most strongest thing in the body, it is a skeleton. The bone structure, the bony structure. So how strong are your bones? How much pain can they take? Is tested over here in Swati. This is where Saturn gets exalted in this nakshatra. That is why in this nakshatra you will find is Vayu Devata. Saturn's deity is Vayu. He's testing your strength. Your strengths and your weaknesses are tested over here. So this is like the second cycle, the beginning of a second cycle. You remember we did 12 houses. When we were talking from nakshatra 1 to nakshatra 12, I was almost talking like 12 houses. Did you see that? 10th nakshatra is like 10th house karma. 11th nakshatra is like income and your friend and who you're sleeping with. 12th is about the bed, your commitment. See that? I did 12 houses, almost like 12 houses. 4th nakshatra is home. Right? I am going to start another cycle now. This is called my cycle. That was what you were born with. This is what you are creating for yourself now. There are two worlds. A world you are born into and a world that you create for yourself. The world that you are born into is very different from the world that you create for yourself. The world that you are born into, you don't have choices. The world that you create for yourself, you have choices. So we are going to see what choices we have over here. The choices that we are going to make pertaining to ourself, our image, will depend upon our strength. Pardon?
Does this relate to the third house?
No, this is the first house. Again.
Okay. After 12 and then...
13 and 14 are like to the void.
Okay.
Are like the void. 13 and 14 are like the void. And 15 we start again.
Number 1, yeah.
15 is again number 1.
Yeah, okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
It's a good question. So anybody's got doubts? I'm sure many people would have had. So 1 to 12 is like 12 houses. 13 is destiny, no house. It doesn't map into any house. 14 is our healing, our genetic code. It doesn't map into any house. The whole body itself it maps into. Then the 15th nakshatra again becomes number 1. And we start again from 15. But basically 15th we are starting again. And you can see your bony structure being formed. So you are creating a new structure for yourself. Then this is where we are going to see your musical interests. What kind of music you like? How do you like to dance? Do you like to dance the waltz or do you want to do, what is that thing in which the legs go up? Yeah, one of those things. Or do you want to do a monkey dance? What is it that you do? This is all about you. what you like. How much money you can make will depend upon your strengths again, depend upon how well you can do it, your communication abilities. All those things will come from here. Your survival instincts, again, survival instinct is very much first house. That's why the Quran. So let's see. I am born in Satabeshaj Nakshatra number 24, which is my 15th Nakshatra. Purva Falguni, which is ruled by Venus. So do you think Venus will have some role to play with my abilities? Do you think I'll be artistic? Do you think I can paint?
Yes.
Take a shot.
Yes.
That's right. I used to be a painter. All these diagrams and things that I do it myself. Mickey, I think, likes my art. Okay. All chakras, everything and all that. Yeah, I can also paint. I think did pick up a couple of prizes when I was a kid. Yeah. So what do you think? What kind of dance you like to dance? Horse dance? See, this is exactly what do you like. Comes from that nakshatra. It tells us whether it is suitable for business, whether it is not suitable for business. How do you communicate? Do you communicate well? Do people like the way you speak? Or do you speak more like a Ashwini, like a horse? It's like that. Do you test people? What's your tendency? Do you like to test people before you become close to them?
Yeah.
That's Ashwini. See that? That is because Ashwini by nature is always testing. There's nothing wrong with it. But that is your nature, you should know that. So what do you do? What is your communication with people? How do you communicate with people? That's right, Yama is the Devata. There could be sudden breakage of communication for reasons you can't understand. That could cause depression. Because Saturn gets debilitated over that. Remember we had done that yesterday? Saturn is debilitated in that nakshatra. So you be careful of Saturn coming into your relationships. So how do you counter something like that? Read joke books. Don't talk serious stuff with your partners.
So we come quoting from this one to look for the cure. Because you said the 14th nakshatra is all about removing your negative aspect.
Of your gene, genetic code.
Oh, I see.
Or the mind. Here it is all about how you are communicating. This is about you. Mm-hmm. It is your problem.
But if it's negative, would you be able to come working from that?
No. You can't apply the formula. That is to do with that particular nakshatra because this is not really cyclic. You see, it's 12, then 1, then 12, then gap, again then 12. You see, it's not a perfect cycle. There are gaps coming over there. Nakshatra number 13, 14 and 27 are big gaps. That's exactly right. Music therapy comes over here. Love sad song. No? No? Yeah, think about it. Don't listen to them. You love the drum beat. March. The sound of marching. Dhanishta is the drum beat. Damaru. It gives us an idea. The Lord gives us because the Lord tells us how it is materially manifesting. It is not talking about the cosmic sound. The cosmic sound is the sound associated with that nakshatra. There's a letter over there. That is that cosmic syllable by which you can connect with the whole world. Get the point? Let's say my cosmic syllable is in Purva Falguni. That's, I think one of the letters is Ma. Ma. So what do I do? I could do Mam, Mam. Mum, right? By that simple syllable, I can connect to the whole world around me. It is a meaningless sound, but it helps me to connect to people. I can connect to all of you with that one sound which is associated with my 15th nakshatra. Magic! You see the power of this knowledge. If you look at the Kaha, you are only manifesting the sound. In reality, the sound which I am talking must not manifest. It must go inside. That means I must meditate with the sound. It shouldn't come out. They are not telling what they should tell. Don't keep too much inside. Say it before it is too late. If you like somebody, tell him I love you. Maybe tomorrow is a better day, maybe the weather will be good, maybe the sun will shine, maybe I'll get a better rose. How long are you going to wait? Jupiter is truthful. He's very truthful. Very, very, very. The communication is very, very cultured. Very cultured.
And Rahu?
Rahu is your communication causes doubts in the minds of people. You may not realize it, but it could. You could be saying things and eating away words in between. See, this is what happens in the communication.
Could it be communication
in other? In any language, in any language. If you have Mercury over there, you would love to learn many languages. Mercury associating with that, you would love many languages.
Ketu?
Ketu, yeah, no, I won't say it's headless. Really, or it's not headless. Really. Ketu is all about inspired speech. That's right. Very inspired in his speech. Very, the chandas, you know, chandas, calculation, sounds. Trying to speak in rhythm, in harmony. Ketu is all about that. Because harmony is a very intuitive thing.
If you are Ashwini Janma Tara, then this automatically becomes your 15th.
Oh, that's right.
So, it's ruled by Rahu. So, is it doubly the effect of musical, artistic, creative, and so on?
No, no, no. Somebody born in this will naturally, this is his nature.
Born
but
in Ashwini.
In Ashwini, then this becomes your 15th and the Lord is Rahu. But if I were to look at this sound, it's Tula Rashi. So what are the letters associated with this nakshatra? Ra. Like Ram, Ram, Ram. Ram would be a very nice sound to meditate on. See, that is what I'm trying to say. Look for the sounds associated with the nakshatra to meditate. When you meditate with them, you will find your relationships improving in ways you don't know.
Funny, it's funny, because my
wife is
Rahu, and I started to do Ram chanting 2 weeks ago, and it had very great benefit.
It has nothing to do with Rahu. Ram has to do with this nakshatra. Yes. There are syllables. There are syllables associated with nakshatras.
Each
nakshatra has got four.
Four
sounds. Every nakshatra has four sounds. One of them you can pick up. Ra, Ra, Ram, Reem, Room, Raim, four of them are here. So you can pick any of them. And the moment you start doing that, you know, you'll just open the world. You know, you see, the whole world opens up for you. You're not just me. Everyone will start talking to you. They will try to understand you.
No, follow according to the pattern that the nakshatra
holds. No. That is going into too much mechanics.
The Lord of the planet is in a very serious condition, afflicted. So, what you would...
Just meditate on this sound. It will take care of the Lord, it will take care of everything.
Because that cannot, if it's in a condition where it can't improve it, it's just the way that...
The sound can improve anything. The sound will recreate. I told you, you have the power over here. Before, first 12, you don't have any power. First 13, 13, nothing. First 12, no power. But now you have the power. So start using them. You can create a better world for yourself by using this sound.
So what is the sound called?
That is the Hoda Chakra you need to check. Hoda Chakra. Remember Hoda Chakra. Pardon? No, no, you don't look at the sound of Mercury. Look at the sound of the Nakshatra. I'm not talking about ruler.
Alright.
You're talking about that, but different Nakshatras have different. Mercury has 3 Nakshatras. Each nakshatra will have different sounds. There's a chakra called the Hoda Chakra. There's a chakra called the Hoda Chakra. This chakra is in my book. You can just look up this chakra, you'll get the sounds over there. Every nakshatra, there'll be 4 sounds. Yes, please.
What kind of affliction would shine if a person is not truthful?
Let's say,
it would be useful to get
meditation. No, not being truthful. No, not being truthful is different from speech sounding untruthful. Nimisha is a very truthful person. I can vouch for that. But people doubt her. That's not her fault. Truthfulness has to do with the second house. Whereas, how people are viewing what you say is here. There is no correlation, believe me. In one, you are such a truthful person, but everybody misunderstands you. Why is it that they don't understand me? Because of this nakshatra. This is where the fault is. If Rahu is the lord of that nakshatra, people will be perpetually doubting what you say, no matter what you say. Look at you. Don't people doubt you what you say?
Yes.
There you go. I can say blindly, Rahu is the Lord, people doubt you. All you say something, they are not believing. You're trying your level best to convince them. And then you think that, am I a fool or something? Why am I doing this? Why do I have to convince so much? Then you start giving up. It's a horrible cycle. It's all about communication. No matter how much you try, it doesn't work.
So the Mars sun will be a little harsh.
Rahu blocks Mercury. Rahu has the power to block Mercury, so the speech is not perfect.
Like Mars and Sun, there will be like more harsh speech.
Maybe.
Mars dominated, or Sun dominated will be more harsh.
You could be talking in a manner in which people will construe that you are being,
harsh.
Yeah, punished. Venus will be very sweet. Like me. See, I talk so sweetly.
Venus will also be
sweet. Yes, I talk so sweetly.
When you say seven exalted, you say the... the Lord is Saturn, or the planet in the nakshatra.
The planet in the when Saturn gets exalted in this nakshatra means Saturn, when he arrives in this nakshatra in his transit, gets exalted. If anybody's chart Saturn is in this nakshatra, he feels very exalted. He feels superb. Finally, people are able to understand my pain. That's what Saturn is all about. Nobody understands this pain. And Saturn is the poor man, the average poor man on the street. None of the politicians understand him. None of the cops understand him. None of the social workers understand him. Everybody has a formula they're trying to put on his head. It's so unfair. Nobody is trying to understand what does he want. You think about it. People are very unfair with somebody who's poor.
To improve on this, you meditate on the sound.
That's exactly. If you meditate on the sounds associated with the nakshatra, not the grahas, you will solve that problem completely. And this is very crucial because this is the beginning, this is the foundation stone of your life. If this foundation is weak, your life will always be shaking. Somebody asked me, can I use gem therapy for this if I cannot meditate? Like somebody could have a nervous disease and they can't meditate. I have used gem therapy and it has worked. I use gems to counter negative planetary influences over here. Somebody has Saturn over here, I tell them, listen, you need to start wearing more things like pearls, which will calm you down. Because what is happening is, the way you communicate, especially spousal communication or boyfriend communication, they will assume that you are not speaking everything out, you're holding things in your stomach, you are very cold. There's no warmth, there is no emotion, you're talking like a robo. They don't get it. So what happens is, by wearing pearls, you allow that emotion to show in your speech. Saturn is cold without emotion. Moon is full of emotion. So what am I doing? I'm putting emotion more in the person to overcome this speech defect where the emotion is not being conveyed. Like saying, I love you. I love you. What is that? You said I love you. I told him I love you. That is not I love you. You see, the emotion has to be converted.
So triggers got nothing to do with friendship then? Friendship.
No. All you have to do is the tattva affliction cure the tattva affliction.
Would you treat Ketu the same as Rahu?
Mars. Ketu is like Mars over here. Too much of fire in the speech. The boyfriend sits in front of you, you open your mouth, he says, enter the dragon. Right? So, what is this? So you need to understand that how do people view me? That view has to change, the image has to change. And the first thing that you need to change in your image is your speech. Is your communication.
Yesterday you mentioned the cure for Rahu and Sapu. This be one of them that we can consider?
No, this has to do with your body. You have to wear something on your body, like a gemstone on your body. Gemstone therapy works. Color therapy can work, you know, radiation therapy, I don't know. Some people really are good at that. I have never tried it. So I cannot vouch for something I haven't tried. Are we good? Let's go. Now the most vital nakshatra.
In the other one you said that was achieving. Now you're saying it's communicating.
Yes, you will achieve if you can communicate. If you cannot communicate, your whole life will go, you'll achieve nothing. The best achievers are those who have been the best communicators. It's always there. This is a very, very important nakshatra, 16. Mark it out. It's a special nakshatra. This is called my in-law's home. My in-law's home is very important. You agree? Very, very important. Now you see, this nakshatra is lauded by Jupiter. So everybody wants to marry into a rich family. More, every girl has this dream about Prince Charming coming riding on a horse. He's not walking, huh? And it costs money to maintain a horse. Okay, so you see what's happening. This nakshatra is all about what are your marriage tests? How is your marriage going to be tested? Will you be accepted into your in-law's family? What is the destiny associated with your in-law's family? Are they lucky people? Are they rich people? Are they poor people? What is their family going to be like? Will I be comfortable in my marriage? Because for marriage to be comfortable, a mother-in-law has to be comfortable with you. It's important. And if mother-in-law is not fully comfortable, your marriage is not fully comfortable, no matter what you may say. So you see, there are multiple relationships. It is not just one. When you marry somebody, you are marrying that somebody with the social framework associated with that somebody. You are marrying a social, not just a person. Of course, the person is at the center over here. Everything about the person is at the center. How you will affect the person's life is also here. So this 16th nakshatra is all about defining your marriage and marriage home. And this is the nakshatra where the marriage is tested. For example, Vishakha nakshatra. Every nakshatra has a beautiful story behind it, as I told you. The story behind this nakshatra is Vishakha is a beautiful lady. Extremely beautiful and pure. She made this commitment to her lover. The lover has to go far for trade. Now you see, it's in the sign Libra. So the lover had to go for trade. And she said, I will wait for you, no matter what. And she waits. And so many proposals come, so much pressure comes, and she says, no. Finally, a great rishi comes. He said, look at me, I have all the knowledge of the world. I have this, I have that. Forget that idiot. He sells some trinkets. You will live comfortably with me. You will be, everybody will bow to you because of me. Be my wife. And she said no to him. That is why God said, you deserve to be a queen over here in the nakshatras. Because of your commitment, you never failed the marriage test. You have mentally married somebody and you kept your purity. So this nakshatra will tell us whether you are able to keep your purity or not able to keep your purity. The marriage test will come in this nakshatra. Also, if Jupiter is the lord of this nakshatra, you will not fail. If Rahu is the lord, challenges will be there.
It's about yourself.
Yes, because your spouse is nothing but a projection of yourself. You choose a spouse based upon what you are and what your brain thinks.
Both the nodes will show.
Yes, Ketu can show mistakes that you can make.
So logically also charming question.
Every planet is questionable. The moon, he will make you so emotional. Oh my God, poor fellow, he is under so much depression, I must sleep with him. Why? Where is the logic? We know about somebody, right? We know about somebody who did that. And this is real life. I see so many people. You cannot even imagine things I see. This is a real life case. He was under depression. He came from Bosnia. He was tortured over there. I had to sleep with him. Hello? Something is wrong. You see the moon? Every logic is failing. Your emotions have got control completely and you are gone. Your own emotion is disturbing you over there. Venus? Oh my God, what a beautiful girl. Suddenly, you've forgotten your wife, you've forgotten she made breakfast for you, and you're gone. That's Venus. So even Venus, nobody, only one, that's Jupiter.
Mercury?
Mercury. Just a friend. It's not a commitment.
Mercury is more polygamy. Here you are talking about commitment to marriage, and but you just said it's about in-law family.
We will talk about in-law's family also. What is the destiny associated with the in-law's family will also come from this nakshatra.
Yeah, yeah, yes, so it's also to do with your commitment and purity in the marriage.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, Vishakha is a pure.
Vishakha is the purest. There is no nakshatra purer than Vishakha. None. That is Tulsi's nakshatra. Tulsi comes from that nakshatra. Yes.
If you have, I've got Jupiter, which is, if you have a Saturn there as well, it seems like very contradictory.
Yes. Deep inside you think you're very pure and the few mistakes you made are okay.
But if you have Jupiter as the Lord of that, and you have Saturn the same, they're fighting each other.
Right. So you, so the purity is there initially, but then the coldness comes subsequently. The relationship, every relationship can just dry up after some time. Too much coldness. Suddenly you don't know why your spouse went cold. Some kind of a refrigerator came into the relationship. Ketu is a very pure planet, by the way. By nature, Ketu is extremely pure. It's like saying, you know, you can rape them, but you can't sleep with them. That's Ketu. He's so busy in his meditation that he don't have time for you. That's exactly. So if Ketu is associated over there, it is possible that that is a very pure thing. There's no doubt on that. Ketu is pure. Ketu and Jupiter definitely are very pure.
Can we look as an imposing brahmacharya or dead, live or die relationship?
Like Mangal, now this is a very peculiar situation. Mangal means, well, you made a commitment for brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means no marriage. Mangal ruling this nakshatra, marriage can be a problem. No doubt on that. It means too many problems while talking of marriages. But it can also indicate what happens to monks living together. That's the issue.
But you said this nakshatra is very pure, so how does it that come?
If Mars is the lord of this nakshatra, this particular nakshatra, Vishakha, is pure. Somebody else could be in some other nakshatra in 16. If Dhanishta, for example, is the nakshatra in this particular sign, then you are talking of problems that you had because you joined the army and there was homosexuality over there. Because Dhanishta has to do with the army. If it is, let us say, a Chitra, then you will say that, well, I went to this a college and there was this problem where the person became like that. If instead it is Mrigashira, then it was something that happened in childhood. So homosexuality can come at three different stages. It can come at the time of work, at the age when you start working, or it can happen when you were in your learning stages, or it can happen when you were very young. So there is no, this only gives us a timing as to what time it will come. The issue out here is that simply because this nakshatra is in the 16th doesn't mean the guy is gay or the female is lesbian. It just indicates that even if your instincts are normal, like the 7th house indicates very normal relationships and instincts, the destiny, the mind is imposing brahmacharya on you. So you got married, but you're trying to be celibate. Why did you get married? You know, it's like often you observe people have got married and then suddenly one of them is not happy with the other one, just sort of trying to be celibate. It is Mars which is creating the problem on this nakshatra.
So the natal moon will have to be in Saturn, ruled by Saturn.
The natal moon, yes, yes. The moon in Saturn's nakshatra indicates that thing coming from outside world. If it is in Lagna, then it means your own hormonal system has that thing. So there are two separate issues over here. One is you and one is being imposed on you. Sun is perfect.
You will say that because you are
supposed to. No! Sun is very chivalrous. Son, I'll tell you honestly, okay. Ego problems can cause the relationship to break.
Is this a kind of a star chakra?
Which one? Yeah, because she's telling no to any relationship, so it's like, by nature, this is sterile.
So for a lady, if this chakra falls in the ninth house, then this would be a problem?
Not ninth house from Lagna?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We aren't talking Lagna right now at all.
No, I mean, you know, if it so happens, and it's also the 16th nakshatra, the ninth house,
that means your spouse could be away all the time. Your spouse could be away all the time. What's your fault? You're waiting and waiting and waiting.
Did you mention Rahu?
Rahu is, doubts will be cast. Doubts will be cast. I'm not saying the person is, I'm not guaranteeing that the person will have affairs. I will guarantee the person will have affairs if Venus or the moon is there. But I won't guarantee if Rahu is there. Rahu is all about hoping, you know. Oh my God, Princess Dai is going to pass by and she'll look at me. It's like that, you know, you are dreaming.
Would Rahu also create the stalker mentality?
Yes. Who stalks? One who dreams. Now look at the devata of this nakshatra. Indra Agni. Now Indra is the king. Indra Agni means the fire inside the king. Indra is the king of the devatas. He has got fire here is referred to as a sexual fire. So that is the reason why Indra went and slept with one of the rishi's wives and he got cursed. That may you have 1,000 vaginas on your body. So his hand had vaginas in everywhere. You are running after it, you don't have to run. Look anywhere in your body, you will have it. What a curse the rishi gave.
But it was changed to 1,000 eyes.
That's right. It changed to 1,000 eyes only after he prayed to Brihaspati. So when you sin and want to get over this, you need to worship Brihaspati to get over this fire. No. He's only going to give you more of this. What you need to worship is Jupiter. Brihaspati. Only Brihaspati.
So irrespective of whatever nakshatra.
Irrespective of who is there, hang out there. All of them are impure. Pray Brihaspati, you will be pure. The one who is pure, the one who can give purity, is the one who is pure. Don't worship any of these jokers, you will end up in the wrong place.
So Vishakha is so pure, why then Indra becomes
the... Devata, that is irrespective of who, that is for that as an example, that if you're for you also, for me also, the 16th nakshatra is like Indra Agni. He is generating that fire. Irrespective of the creature, that fire is always generated from food. So that fire is being generated from food, irrespective of where your moon is. For that nakshatra, because it is the 16th in the natural zodiac, so he sits over there. But for you, it could be some other nakshatra where he's igniting that fire from. Now the 17th nakshatra, the victorious one. Notorious was the previous one. Okay, so this is where you have won a major deal. So contracts are over here. Major promises that you made are all over here. It also shows the major promises that you broke. I swear by God that I will not steal the money, but I ran away with it. I didn't steal it. I was still taking care of it. All those things show up over here. Yeah.
I've seen the triumphal gateway associated with Vishakha in some books.
Vishakha is definitely not. Some have said that it is to do with the triumph of the lady, in which she won over her sexual fire and stayed pure. But that is a different kind of a gateway. That is the success of the nakshatra. But in reality, that doesn't happen in life. So you can say that that is an objective of that nakshatra. It is not the nature of the nakshatra. The triumph is Anuradha, the follower. Anuradha means the follower. Like Radha follows Krishna, Anuradha follows Shiva. And this following, there's only one way by which you can follow. That is with a certain step, chandas. Step means chandas. It is called the Anustup chandas. Okay, read up a little more about chandas. Chandas is about sound, rhythm, and Anustup. This is 32 syllable. 8, 8, 8, 8. 4 steps of 8. The complete. This nakshatra has got this chandas much in perfection. That is why it is a super follower. So now let's start. Nakshatra number 15 was me. Reborn, right? 16 was my in-laws, my wealth. Everything comes from there. In-laws, that is the wealth. That is the second wealth, it is called. Sridhan.
Can I just ask one bit backtracking? But why is the moon debilitated in number 16?
Because that is where it gets cursed. You know it is a sin. Who the hell asked you to do that? You can't run away with somebody's wife. That's a sin. That is why the moon got debilitated. It got cursed. It got cursed by Shiva. By whom? Ganesha cursed the moon. So many of them. Ganesha was the first one to curse. Then Brihaspati cursed. And then the moon got fully debilitated after that. And then after getting all these curses, the moon went and cried. And went to Shiva and cried. And Shiva said, to hell, I threw the trident at you. Who the hell are you to cry in front of my door? Then he went to a place called Somnath and he worshipped Shiva. For 10 years, thereafter Shiva took him and said, okay, from now I put you on my head. So half your sin I can forgive, the other half you will have to suffer. So that is the reason why any sin associated with this aspect of life, by worshipping Shiva, you can get over half of it. The other half you will have to suffer. There is no escape. Everybody cursed Chandra. For this sin, Chandra was very badly cursed. That is why moon is very difficult if it is in that nakshatra.
His purity is moon's challenge.
The challenge of the moon is purity, yeah.
You have 27 wives, how can he be pure?
He has to be pure. When the rule is clear, when you go to your wife, every other woman becomes a sister. So even if you have 27 wives, when you are with one, every other wife is a sister. And moon says, why this stupid thing was put on me? Well, the Pandavas can also say that. I mean, Draupadi could have also said that. Why did I have to have five husbands?
But that's because of what she asked. That's what she
No. I want a Jyotish answer. That is because of her 13th nakshatra. Right? That is the correct Jyotish answer. Jyotish answer is, that is because of the 13th nakshatra. It's your destiny, based upon your karma. So, some things are destined. The point is, no point running away from it. Accept it, face it, and deal with it. Nakshatra number 13. So now we have come to this big success. Once you are successful, everybody likes you. It's a very nice nakshatra. You are following God. So long as you follow God, He will lead you through this gateway of success in life. Which, from 15th, this is the third nakshatra, right? So 15, 16, 17 is third. Like a younger brother, like your colleague, like your subordinate, like your right hand. A person who is like your right hand, who is always following you. What Mark Antony was to Caesar. If 15 is Caesar, 17 will be Mark Antony. Am I being understood over here?
If you're using that example, then you have to be careful that he doesn't stab you.
That depends upon which planet is there in that nakshatra. I'm sure yours will have a malefic check. As simple as that. If yours has a malefic, you will get stabbed. But then isn't that a part and parcel of life? That is my point. Some things is a part and parcel. People who are your who are following you, who are your juniors, can stab you. They can cause you very terrible things, provided this nakshatra. Or they can follow you in Anustubh Chandas, perfect. And if they follow you perfectly, all of you will pass through that great gate. If they don't follow you, and they are stabbing you from the back, you will not reach and they will also not reach. It's a very funny situation.
What happens if Jupiter is the Lord?
Jupiter will follow?
No, if Jupiter is the Lord, then the juniors will follow you.
It all depends upon its ownership and placement. Who is following you? The natural is Saturn. Saturn means one who is traditionally obedient to traditional laws, who is very traditional in his thinking. Those who are following you, if they have an old reason to follow you, they will follow you. Oh, he is my brother, I must, upon death I will follow him. Because Saturn is all about death. To take a vow that even if I die, I will be with this person. They are the ones who will have the courage, and pain of death also they will not leave. So if you have, which planet over there will you get super followers?
Saturn? That's right. It's like the third house. You think about it like a third house. I give the example 1, 2, 3. It's like a third house. Mangal, yeah, he will walk, but he has a big spear. Be careful.
Venus, because they're friends.
Anustubh Chandra. Anustubh Chandra. Those who love you will follow you. Venus is the best. Anustubh Chandra is ruled by Venus. The Mrityunjaya Mantra is ruled by Venus. That is why in the Asura camp, there is more unity than in the Devas camp. Because they have one clear objective. When we win the battle, we'll divide the loot. You observe, the private sector is much better organized than the government sector. Because they have a very clear objective. We got to make the money for each other.
It's just who will follow you or...
Who will follow you? Who will follow you? Because this is your third house.
So naturally you have the Lord's dip.
Yeah, because there is a ghost following you.
Ghost
following? A ghost is following. If Rahu is there, a ghost is following you. Yeah, some kind of a pisacha is following you. So that means what can happen? Serious relationship issues can happen.
What about Venus following you?
Yeah, you have that? See? You're so thrilled, a day is made. Venus ruling this. Obviously, you're born in Moon's Nakshatra, right?
Yeah.
People born in Moon's Nakshatra will have Venus as this lord. Especially, that is why Rohini Nakshatra is a top leader. People love to follow them. They just love them and they follow them. That is the reason why Krishna is Rohini Nakshatra. I mean, if you were to rationally forget that name Krishna, forget the fact that he's Yuga, put all the facts of his life and put it for another person. Forget all the things of his helping and all, you know, the general, his nature and all. How many of you will be inclined to follow? Not sitting in Anuradha, sitting in the 17th nakshatra. Sitting in the 17th nakshatra. It means following like a monk. Because this 17th nakshatra is like in the 8th house. Following like the monk follows God. Venus in the 8th house is like a monk following God. He is better, you can kill me, because I will only go to God. Venus in the 8th house is a monk, a great sadhu. I was talking about Venus in the 8th house. Perfect followers. This mantra is very good for them. The Mrityunjaya mantra they should do. Then they will follow and they will go to God. They are not afraid of death. They have no fear of death. Death shall not touch them.
Is that why Shravana, not because it's mine, but just, you know, it's one common thing they always mention is that very cordial spouse or loving spouse. Venus.
Wife is, that's exactly what she was telling. She just discovered that she is Rohini, Moon Nakshatra, and the 17th is ruled by Venus. She said, does that mean my spouse will always follow me? I said, well, you finally found out. It's natural. Spouse will always follow.
Mars is a difficult one there, because they do not like to talk.
That's exactly. Sun, most difficult is the sun. How do you make a king follow you? Okay? 18th nakshatra. Yeah. That is the number of syllables in the mantra. The Anustubh Chandas means a prayer having 32 sounds. Any prayer, any mantra having 32 sounds. Is Anustubh. Jupiter in the 17th, yeah. Spiritual following.
And not children and husband, poor lady.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
No, Venus has to do with spouse.
Venus.
Mercury. Husband or wife. Yes.
Yeah, Venus is.
Venus is the spouse will follow.
What about children?
Children will follow.
Putra.
Mercury.
But friends will follow. Friends will follow you.
So what spiritual following?
Jupiter is spiritual following. Great spiritual leader, yeah.
There are more planets in the 17th, you'll have more followers.
You'll have more trouble from followers.
You'll have more trouble from followers.
Yeah, that is more correct, you missed out a word. Yeah, it was alright, just one word. Yes. So how many followers do you have?
Sun, Mercury and Venus.
Nice, come on. Venus is welcome, not Sun. Okay, now 18th nakshatra. This is another special nakshatra. Mark this out as a special nakshatra.
This is called Samudayaka. That means he will decide how you finish your work. Do you finish your work well? Do you leave it half finished? Or did you always miss out putting some ingredient? You were making rice and you ended up making some kind of a khichdi? Or do you, like a potter, are you making a nice pot and you saw it when it is finished, horrible, broke it, again making the pot again. So never finishing, never finishing. How do you finish your job? If you don't finish your job, you will never get an acclaim for it. You need to finish and finish well. That is important. It's not important whether you stood first. It is important that you finished and you finished well. That is important. Okay. So, shall we see this 18th nakshatra is ruled by Indra? That means this is what is your crowning glory. He will decide whether you need to be crowned or you need to be kicked. You will be crowned only when you finish something. If you don't finish it, there is no crowning for you, no matter how many years you put trying to do it. I spent 30 years reading a book. But at the end of 30 years, I didn't understand even the first page. 30 years wasted. After 30 years of reading the book, I was able to write a small summary about it. Okay. After 30 years of the book, I wrote an entire translation with examples and with a complete exposition. Crowning glory. Question is, how are you finishing? So please look at this nakshatra in your chart and tell me, how is it? What is the symbol association? In my chart, this is Vishakha. So Vishakha is what? Potter's wheel. What are the symbol with Vishakha?
Yeah,
Potter's wheel. Potter's wheel, yeah. Main is a potter's wheel when you talk of finishing. Lotus comes once in a while. Most of my work that you see as books or something is a lotus. Otherwise, 99% is the potter's wheel. I wrote, I saw it. What have I written? The coffee is bad these days. Gone. Trashed. Wrote a whole thing on one book. What? There was a book. I finished major parts of it. What is this? From the moon. Because that has to manifest. What happens in the mind will manifest in the world. I'm not talking about what's happening inside. I'm talking about what's happening outside. From the moon, yeah.
Can you explain the symbolism of this one?
Right, so look at the symbol over here. There are two symbols over here. One is a symbol of success. That is, which is success? Spiritual success is the umbrella, which is material failure. The umbrella is spiritual success and material failure. The earring is material success and spiritual failure. You can have both. There are two symbols. Umbrella, which is spiritual success and material failure, because you're still taking shelter. The earring is material success and spiritual failure. The earring has to do with diksha, dikshita. So you got the diksha, so you succeeded materially. But you forgot God. So there are two kinds of successes. The spiritual success and the material success. Both in life you have to succeed. You can succeed in one and fail in the other. You can succeed in both also, which is the toughest. Rishi Janak succeeded in both. So it's a choice. I mean, what do you choose? But how do you finish things? So can you tell me which is your 18th nakshatra? And please examine and tell me, how do you finish your work? Let's see some examples. Uttara Bhadrapada is ruled by Saturn. Right? Do things get delayed till the last minute and there's a lot of blood pressure?
No blood pressure, they're quite delayed.
They are quite delayed. Indefinitely, is it? No, they're delayed. But
I think usually like that, they excel under pressure. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe close to the finishing date and finish.
Yeah.
Always
finish,
but
told me. I'm like that too.
Definitely.
I excel under pressure.
Is Saturn in any manner associated with that nakshatra, you will be doing that. If Saturn is associated, you will be delaying it till the last moment, and the last moment you'll finish in a hurry. So you may have a very good structure. You may have a very good structure because you took a lot of time doing the initial part. But the finishing is miserable. You understand, both will be there. Your structure is the best. Nobody can have a better structure than you. But your finishing is miserable because you did it in a hurry.
Why 18th nakshatra in this chapter?
Right. What would Mercury indicate?
Change.
Lack of focus.
Lack of focus could be a problem, that you start something and leave it halfway and do something else and leave it halfway and do something and leave that halfway. Or maybe you are doing 3-4 things at the same time. Right. Multitasking.
How about the sun?
That is a problem. When you take up too many tasks, you may not succeed in all.
So you don't always intentionally take up too many tasks. It just happens.
It happens because that nakshatra node is Mercury. It's not the other way.
So
you got to be aware of it and know, this is my brain is working like this. I learned to say no. That is what the brain is telling you, that you can manage. That is why you're taking it out. It's not the other way.
Moon
will change.
No. If you have Venus, it's quite the opposite. Lack of structure will not your end world.
No, Venus is the best managed. If Venus, it is the best managed. Extremely super management. Super management, there is no doubt about it. Super management.
Yeah,
questionable ethics.
What would you say about Rahu or Ketu?
Rahu or Ketu? Ketu does everything so suddenly without thinking. No plan. The problem with Ketu is you are doing the entire work with zero plan. You are writing a book and you haven't even thought about what you are writing. I've met people. I'm writing a book. What are you writing about? Oh, well, my life. I see. Finished.
Can I ask you, does the sun mean that you are undertaking the work unless...
Too much responsibility.
Like,
visible enough is the sun, yes.
For great success or something?
You are looking at a higher goal. You are not looking at the material goals. You are looking at a higher goal of inspiration to take up something. You are looking at something with more responsibility. The sun gives more responsibility. So what happens is you are very steady, extremely steady, but you burn very hard. That means you could be overspending either your money or overspending your energy or overspending, you know, time, your time management. You got to be very careful with time management. The whole time is a problem.
Rahu
in the position is too many plans, no execution. The reverse of Ketu. Ketu is no planning and only execution. That means he's not even putting his head, like the army guy. You are not to question why, you are but to do and die. That's Ketu. Means what you will do, ultimately you will die. That is Ketu. But Rahu is always planning. Where is the execution? So you see, this is all what is lacking. Jupiter, Mr. Perfect. You finished, you saw the thing. Oh my God, I couldn't have written this. I can't write this. My Gurudev, I'll die one day and I'll see him. What face I will show him? I have gone through that. Vishakha. Perfectly pure representation. And that is absurd. It is not possible. Because that kind of a purity is not even available in the finest diamond.
So chronic dissatisfaction with your work.
Chronic dissatisfaction with your work, perpetually cribbing about work.
I borrowed that phrase from a movie.
Very nice one. Zoran. He's got that thing. He wrote a book. 4 years back, 5 years back, he started writing the book. And then he wrote the book. And then I asked him, where's the book? Well, I'm showing it to somebody. So somebody saw it. Yeah, I knew something like that. So 4, 5 times, 6 times, 7 times, finally I gave him an ultimatum and the book was there with me. So you will have the book in a few months. It's a very nice book. Which is the planet which is ruling your 18th nakshatra? Jupiter, right? And they are together. The first was not a book. It was not even an article.
Mars
is superb in execution, not so good in planning. Mars is really superb.
So we are having a mixture of, for example, nakshatra ruled by Saturn and Mangal, is that nakshatra or reverse? What is the result?
If you are having a planet in a nakshatra, what is the result? Well, the planet, I told you, in the nakshatra is only going to create problems.
Especially when they are completely different, like Mars and Shani.
Definitely. No. Then it is good. What is lacking in Saturn, Mars will give. But when he gives it to you, you will not like it. Saturn, for example, will indicate that you are always delaying your work. So what will Mars do? He will thrash you on your head. Why are you sleeping? You need to work. Do you like it?
Of course not.
Of course not, right. Right?
True, yes.
Right, see?
Is it Mars?
I didn't say you are Mars. Somebody thrashes him on his head and wakes him up, you got to finish it on time. That's exactly it. It happens throughout his life. Like that. You can see your different planets and understand how you are finishing your work. If Moon is in this nakshatra, your emotions are coming on the way of your finishing. You are always thinking, what will they think? Will they like? Will they not like? Even when you cook a dish, you're wondering, you think they will like me, right? No, don't let emotion come. Do it without emotion. I don't know how Moon landed up over there. Maybe the Lord. Moon is the Lord of that nakshatra, right? What is your Janma nakshatra? Somebody's Janma nakshatra is Jyeshtha. So if Janma nakshatra is Jyeshtha, then the 18th nakshatra is Pushya, which is ruled by Saturn. How can the Janma nakshatra be away from where the Moon is? What's going on? Right, so the Moon is in Jyeshtha, but the Janma nakshatra is this. Please, I think it's time to break for lunch. We'll do an hour so that people with Saturn ruling this nakshatra will still be there in time. Okay?